Blog Talk Radio.
Had situation today. Maybe you're sitting at the house and you just got done smoking up everything you had, or maybe you drank and you know you're just over it and you need to go somewhere and you need to get some food, or you just need to hang out with some people that might be able to give you a new way of life, then come on down. And again, it's the First Step Sober House, 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Pompano Beach, Florida, and we're here all day. You can also call 877-799-8773. I'm going to give you that number again. It's 877-799-8773. If you are lost while looking, call that number and somebody will guide you in. Of course, the Thanksgiving holiday is always a trying situation for some people, especially in recovery. And if you are in a situation where you are having some ups and downs in your new and recovery, this is a good place to come and hang out and have some fellowship. Also, there are all kinds of alcapons and marathons happening all over the place. So, you know, check out your 12-step fellowships for a list of places where you can go. You can go right online. And, of course, you can, do that at any time. And, on the 12-step search online, just put in 12-step fellowship, and of course you can find any of that. If you are in the area, I wanted to make an announcement, and this is something that I thought that everybody should know about, and it's going to be on the upcoming date is December 13th. It's a cancer fundraiser for a mother and a daughter, and this is pretty amazing. The mother just got over breast cancer, and she's in remission, and a daughter ended up with cancer next, and they are having a fellowship and a day of charity for the folks to help them to meet their needs. The mother is a mother of two, single mother. She has, very few means, and they are definitely looking for people to support that cause. And if you can give a call to Karen Turan, you can call her at 954-478-6749. Again, it is a charity fund for a mother and a daughter, Channing, and Channing is the daughter, 10 years old, suffering with cancer now, and she is definitely, the family is in definite need of help, so they are doing a fundraiser. That is December 13th, 2009, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and of course, you can give a call to Karen Turan, and that's 954-478-6749. You know, we get to, every once in a while, give back freely what God has given us, And, you know, these are the days that we get to do that. And, you know, there's, I'm sure people saying, why are they doing this on Thanksgiving Day? Well, you know something, plenty of people stepped up to the plate for me through my life and did things for me that I wasn't, you know, at the time grateful for. And, you know, the bottom line is that they get to be able to be grateful for the things that were given to me, and I get to be able to show that in action. And not only that, but the Brothers Keepers that are here today are showing that in action. These guys have been suiting up and showing up all day and getting these meals together and preparing them and getting ready to, of course, start feeding. And they are feeding some already. People have been stopping by. And, of course, we are here at the First Step Sober House, and we're glad that we have an opportunity to be able to carry a message of hope. And the Brothers Keeper, which is a mission, this is a mission of hope. These guys have been dedicated to helping people for a long time now. They bring the message into juvenile facilities to talk to and interact with troubled children. They literally will help the homeless and help people fund, you know, getting food and getting into recovery. And they literally will help people that might be trying to get a job but just don't have a bus pass or whatever. They're there to be able to support and help anybody. And the bottom line is that what we're here to be able to do is carry that message for the Brothers Keeper today. And the Brothers Keepers, again, is a church-affiliated, of course, program. And they their future goals include assisting in job preparation and placement, and they're looking to do a lot of different things. And any donations that can be sent to the Brothers Keepers, of course, can be sent to Brothers Keepers Network, and that's at 450 Southwest 2nd Street. And that's suite number 8, Pompano Beach, Florida. And, of course, they are here today, and they're, you know, set up, and they're going strong. And most importantly, the Brothers Keepers is a foundation and an understanding that we have to give back what was freely given to us. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to our first break. And when we come back from that break, we are, of course, going to have some members of the Brothers Keepers. And we're going to just keep plugging this all day. The bottom line is if you're hungry, you're homeless, or you know somebody that is, you don't have to be alone today on Thanksgiving. You can come to 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Pompano Beach, Florida, right here at the First Step Sober House. We want to thank everybody for tuning in and hanging out with us. We'll be back right after this message.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years' experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center at the corner of Andrews Avenue at McNabb Road, 954-783-1999.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, Destination Therapy. Destination therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Are you or a family member suffering from depression or extreme highs? Is your mental health issue complicated by drugs or alcohol? Atlantic Shores Hospital offers a complete range of mental health services and substance abuse treatment. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. For a free consultation, call toll-free, 800-771-2711. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change. If you are looking for addiction treatment, holistic drug and alcohol rehabilitation, specializing in addiction recovery, substance abuse, and relapse prevention, write down this important phone number, 877-799-8773. Call and speak with a counselor now. Change happens with the first step, so make the call, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lubbers toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lubbers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
All right. All right, welcome to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and of course, we are live here in Pompano Beach at the First Step Sober House, and of course, we have the Brothers Keeper to thank for this day, and the Brothers Keepers is, of course, an organization that helps out people that might not necessarily have the help. They might be getting out of jail, they might be getting out of prison, things might be in their life in distress, and Brothers Keeper and their foundation is there to be able to support them. I have Chris from, of course, the Brothers Keeper with us here today. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
All right, that's a beautiful thing. Chris, how did Brothers Keepers come about? How did the foundation start?
The way Brothers Keepers came about, it was put in the heart of our founder, Rodney Coates. He had a vision to bring people that are coming out of incarcerations, and whether it be addictions and things of that nature, to reconnect them back with society, you know, because coming out of that, there's a sense of loneliness, there's a sense of, you know, being alone. And that dream is to reconnect people with society, but with a sense of responsibility. You know, there's a when people like us have come out of incarceration and addictions, there's a sense sometimes that the world owes us something. And we've come to realize that the world owes us nothing. We owe the world. For all those years that we wasted, whether it be in addictions or incarcerated, something that was put inside of us that should have been given to the world has been wasted. So it's our responsibility to get that out of us and get it out into the world and to ignite that desire in the hearts of others coming out of our situation.
So the way to look at this whole thing is you get what you get by giving back what you freely got.
Exactly.
So when you got out yourself, well, give us a little bit of background on yourself. Where did you come from?
Okay.
How did you become a part of the Brothers Keeper? And I'm sure, like, you know, guys like us just don't walk in one day
right,
and say, you know,
right,
this is
right.
what I want to do.
Well, I had a troubled youth. I was a troubled youth. A lot of trouble in and out of detention centers, and as I got older, county jails, and finally, I made it to prison.
Okay.
And spent 5 years in prison, during which time I began to take a look at myself. And, you know, I tell people that that was the greatest time of my life while I was spent in prison, and they look at me as if I'm crazy. And the reason being is because I really got to know who I am. And what I was meant to do here.
Well, and it must be said that that's a tough thing to do, because while you're incarcerated, you have all of the, you know, access to all of the things
right.
that you have on the street.
Right.
And, you know, you can find other things to do other than really wanting to better yourself.
Exactly, exactly. You know, the battle in there, and especially in prison, is battling within yourself not to allow yourself to conform to the environment while trying so hard to focus on the things that you really need to do. Not want to do, but that you need to do in this world. And that's what this experience has done for me. And upon coming out, I came to First Step. And, you know, I really give a lot of thanks to First Step, because First Step is who connected me with the Brothers Keepers Network organization. And upon coming to First Step and getting connected with the Brothers Keepers, it ignited in me that desire. And says, man, you know what? I want to give back.
Absolutely.
And not just give back, but give what was never given in the first place. That's that gift inside of me.
Well, you know, I can only go off of my own past. I was a taker my whole life.
Right.
And being a taker my whole life, for me to live a new type of life
right.
where you try your best and you do it every day to put people in front of your needs,
mm-hmm.
sometimes gets a little trying.
Yes, it does.
That's where you do you believe that that's where your faith and your understanding of God comes into play now?
Yes, exactly. Because during the time, you know, growing up in the lifestyle of the, you know, in the street life as they call it, and you know, especially along with being under addiction,
mm-hmm.
that's a very selfish lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the battle still goes on today to leave that selfishness and, you know, really consider other people ahead of myself.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the focus of Brothers Keeper. You know, it's not about us. It's not about anybody but those that don't know what they have inside of them.
And I'm glad that, you know, we're talking about this, because I think it really needs to be said that, you know, a lot of people are under the understanding that when you have somebody that's incarcerated, you have somebody that has a drug problem, you have somebody that has an addiction issue, that they're hard to, you know, have them turn their lives around. They're a hard case to have anything work in their life for the good.
Right.
And this is a perfect example that people can come in and turn their lives around. And with the help of the Brothers Keepers and the help of places like the First Step Sober House, and they're able to turn their lives around and be committed to something
right.
that is, you know, honorable.
Exactly.
And I think that it's an honorable thing that you're sitting here today on Thanksgiving, where you could be saying, hey, you know something? I don't want to do this. I'm going to go hang out and eat pumpkin pie at Mom's. I don't need to be doing this. And it's an honorable thing. And I praise you, and I praise, of course, God, and of course, the First Step Sober House and the people that make things like this possible. I got to tell you, you know, when you look around the big picture today in life, in my opinion, there's a lot more take than there is give.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, it's organizations like yourself And there's so many of them. There are, you know, it's not, you know, just, of course, the Brothers Keepers. There's a lot of organizations out there that come from the heart.
Right.
And not to minimize the work that's being done, because there is a lot of great work being done. And you, at this point, in sitting in front of me, is the number one thing for today, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Congratulations, and thank you for being a part of the show today.
We appreciate you having us on.
It's a great thing. It's an honor to be here. It's an honor to be here with you.
And, you know, we could sit and rip. I could leave with this. You know, you said you praise us for what we're doing. And one thing that we understand, we appreciate a praise, but this is something that we should have been doing all along. You know, you don't praise the man who's 40 years old, who's been working hard and taking care of his responsibilities all his life, because that's what he's supposed to have been doing. And we really don't want the praise. All we would love is support.
Okay.
That's it, you know, and we thank you for having us here.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because, again, this is a foundation that really is a purpose foundation, and if you want to make a donation to this cause, you can send to the Brothers Keeper, whatever that is. You know, whatever you feel your heart, you know, it is for you to send, you can send it to the Brothers Keeper Network, and that's at 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Suite number 8, Pompano Beach, Florida. Feel free to drop a line in there along with whatever your donation is, telling them how you feel about the Brothers Keeper Foundation, or if you have any needs or any questions, they'll be glad to answer back to you. And, of course, being live, we have the opportunity to speak with a bunch of people here at the First Step Sober House today. Just like Chris, a lot of people came out of the same situation that Chris came out of. So what we're going to be doing through the day is we're going to just be grabbing people as they come by, and we're going to be sitting down and speaking with them and finding out where they came from, what they're about, how they ended up at the First Step Sober House, and most importantly, how they get to be able to give back today what was freely given to them. And that's what the mission's all about. What we're going to do is we're going to go to our next break, and when we come back from that break, we're going to talk with some more people. And, of course, enjoy the holiday. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Come on down. We're at the First Step Sober House, 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Pompano Beach, Florida, and you can pick up some food for the needy, and most importantly, if you're in need, you can pick it up for yourself.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, at the corner of Andrews Avenue at McNabb Road, 954-783-1999.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, Destination Therapy. Destination Therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit.
Are you looking for a new, healthier way of living? Maybe you're suffering from high blood pressure, diabetes, or another diet-related illness. The Green Wave Cafe is a unique raw food restaurant and market carrying the finest organic foods and supplements. Owned and operated by Raul and Lisa Valley, the Green Wave Cafe is also a school for gourmet raw food preparation. Lisa graduated from the Living Light Culinary Institute, and Raul is a health educator at Hippocrates, dedicated to teaching a diet promoting long and healthy living without sacrificing flavor and taste. The Green Wave Cafe, located at 5221 West Broward Boulevard in Plantation. Check our website at www.greenwavecafe.org to find daily lunch menus, schedule of raw food cooking classes, and special events. Call 954-581-8377 for more information. The Green Wave Cafe, a way to healthier living.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lubbers toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lubbers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
All right, welcome back to the show on Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Of course, it's streaming live on www.holisticlifestylesradio.com. And, of course, you can also listen to us here at the Mothership at WNN 1470 AM. We want to thank Bob Moranci and, of course, all of the folks, Greg Cooper and all of the folks at WNN Radio for making this possible for the next 2 hours. And we're on from 3 to 4 today, and we're sharing a lot of information in regards to if you are homeless or you're helpless today or you have no place to go or maybe your family is destitute and you don't have the financial ways and means to have your family have a great Thanksgiving. Well, guess what? You can come on down to the First Step Sober House, and we're at 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Pompano Beach, Florida. And you can come on down here and, of course, be a part of what the Brothers Keeper has put together. And the Brothers Keepers have put together one heck of an outpouring of food and information for people that need help. Doesn't matter where you're at in the community. Doesn't matter what you're going through. If you need help today, it's Thanksgiving Day, and they want to be able to pass that on to you. And we have Elijah from the Brothers Keepers here with us. Elijah, how are you?
Hey, I'm blessed this morning, John. How you doing today?
It's a beautiful thing, man.
Yes, man.
Any day I'm above dirt, it's a good day.
Amen. Amen.
So let me ask you, what's on the agenda for the Brothers Keepers today? What was your mission? What's your whole mission about today's thing?
The whole mission today was to help those that was unfortunate to have a blessed Thanksgiving, to be able to give back to the community, being able to stand up and be responsible today, you know. And it's a beautiful thing to be able to give to somebody unfortunate, you know, because most of the people due to the economy is living from paycheck to paycheck, and ain't got a turkey, ain't got a ham, you know. And the Brothers Keepers want to be able to help the community, help that mother that have no husband, you know, they got 4 or 5 kids in a house and just is making ears meet, you know. We want to be able to help them.
And I see that, you know, you're dedicated to this. We had you on the show, on the Sunday night show a few months back, and, you know, one of the things that, I understand is that your whole heart and your whole soul is into carrying this message, and that's a beautiful thing. And yeah, what would you say that the outcome of your life? You were in and out of prison for 27 years or something like that,
yes,
correct?
28
years. And after 28 years, you really didn't know, you know, when you got out, that there was a place like the First Step Sober House to go to, and you didn't know that there were organizations like the Brothers Keepers that could really help people. You didn't know any of that. So when you stepped into this world, was it scary for you?
Yes, it was. And when I stepped into the world, I had no place to go, and I was still had a mind of doing the right thing, but not finding the right people to do the right thing with.
Amen.
So I began to go back to the same place and do the same thing. And I got tired, John. I was tired. So I began to call on a power greater than me. And he allowed me to get arrested and brought me to First Step Sober House.
Rescued. I called that getting rescued.
That's what I did. I didn't get arrested. I got rescued. And he began to move in my life like you never moved before. And I began to plug in to First Step when I got here because I needed a change. And I know if he brought me here and didn't send me back to prison, it had to be a change. So I was listening to everything, taking suggestions. And God was, he was moving. Then he brought a couple of more brothers, and he gave a brother a vision. And he told a brother that he was going to handpick people for this vision. And he handpicked me. And when he showed me the vision, I was showing up, and it was just, I was overwhelming to be able to do this, to be able to look back over my life, like Chris said, you know, left from Shikers to radio, you know, from riding the Greyhound bus to, you know, sitting and talking on the radio. And it's a beautiful thing to be able to be at First Step, because when you come to First Step, you handpick, you know, and if you choose in, if you choose in, you can be successful. I've been going on 20 months, man. And I ain't telling you that I don't have the desire. You know, the urge don't come up. But that's when I get on my knees and I begin to pray. You know, every day is a battle, you know, because we're alcoholics and addicts, you know. And with the Brothers Keepers, it was one of the best things that ever happened to me, because now I can give back. It's a responsibility, you know, where I can go to the youth group and speak to the youth and tell them that, you know, you don't want to be a gangster. You don't want to be a thug. You know, because ain't no future in that, you know. And some of them I'm getting to and some of them I'm not, but I'm going to keep going. I ain't going to stop.
You know, it's funny. When we bring meetings into jails or you bring meetings into institutions like a 12-step meeting, you know, you get the people that sit up front and you know that they're really there and they want to hear the message that you're carrying. Then you get the guys that sit in the back and they really don't want that message. And you know something that's funny? What I find myself is gravitating more towards the guy that doesn't want to get
that's
the message,
right.
And, you know, trying to, you know, open up that heart, you know what I mean? And it's a difficult thing because I was, you know, heartless for many years. You know, you understand that.
Yeah.
You know, I was rolling over victims anywhere I could, and the bottom line is today we don't have to live that way. We can carry a message of hope to people that they don't have to live that way either. What's where are you at now? What are you doing? What's going on in your life?
Well, right now I'm out of graduated First Step, but I can't leave First Step because it's just something about First Step, man. I can't tell you what it is, but you probably already know. But it's like a miracle, you know. It's a blessing in my life, and truly, I just want to stay the First Step and let God send me where He want me to be. But right now, He want me at First Step. He want me to be able to go places from First Step. You know, be able to let the brothers and sisters come in when they come in and let them know that I was just blessed in you. I was towed on to the float on, you know. And He just picked me up and He molded me and He shaped me and He made me a new man. I'm a new man in Christ. And this is what I do. I wait on brothers and I wait on sisters and I do whatever it takes to get them over to doing the right thing, you know. And they say love covers a multitude of sins. So when I see the new guy or the new sister come in, the first thing I want to do is welcome them to First Step. You know, and if you need anything, you know, because that's what Brother Keepers is all about, helping. You know, showing love, you know, because that's what we do. Because when we first got here, they showed us love.
It's a beautiful thing. You know, just to give you a little bit of history and anybody that might be listening that doesn't understand the background of the First Step Sober House and how it came out. I had the opportunity 16 years ago to meet a gentleman named Richard Entrekin. And 16 years ago, I rolled up on Richard Entrekin, and I was living under a truck cap behind a 101 club. And I met Richard, and he got me a cup of coffee, and I sat down with him, and hence that started a relationship that lasted for about 14 years. And 2 years ago, coming up here shortly in January, 2 years ago, Richard was murdered, and he was killed right outside of the First Step Sober House on a Friday night celebrating his 16th anniversary in a 12-step program. And he was leaving the premises with the money from people's rent, and four guys jumped out of a truck and robbed him and shot him and killed him right here on the premises. And the legacy of Richard Entrekin goes on every day here at the First Step Sober House. People that know Richard understand that he carried a message of hope and a message of love, that there were guys that were, you know, unlovable, that society called unlovable, and the bottom line is that they're not. And everybody gets a shot at life at Richard's place, and it didn't matter who they were. So, of course, we want to thank the Entrekin family for being a part of the First Step Sober House and making this possible. Chris D. also, that is kept the legacy burning, and most importantly, to make people like the Brothers Keepers available to the community. And we want to thank, of course, Richard and his family, and may God bless him. And I know where he's at, and he's at the big meeting in the sky, and he's hanging out, and he's laughing and having fun right now, probably smoking a big old cigar. So I'm going to go to our next break here, and when we come back, we're going to have our resident therapist, Brian, with us. He's down from a Sunday night, and he's hanging out with us, and that's a beautiful thing. We'll be back right after this message.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years' experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuild and transmission rebuild. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, at the corner of Andrews Avenue and McNabb Road, 954-783-1999.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. a private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men. Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, destination therapy. Destination therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
To all divers, new or experienced, at Dive In Adventures, tranquility is only moments away. A one-of-a-kind experience is waiting for you at Dive In Adventures. Our dive operation focuses on providing you with a unique experience by customizing all of our PADI dive courses and dive travel adventures to meet your desires. At Dive In Adventures, we use quality equipment and carefully select knowledgeable dive instructors that will have you diving in with confidence. For an enlightening and tranquil dive tour of our enchanting oceans, call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303, or go online to diveinadventures.com for more information on private PADI courses, dive travel, dive charters, or even your own private dive job. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Don't delay. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Griffin's Loft is unique, a community-based center dedicated to holistic healing, metaphysical, and spiritual enlightenment. At Griffin's Loft, you'll find professionals offering services in many disciplines, including Reiki and chakra balance, acupuncture, guided meditation, massage and foot therapy, channeled tarot readings, spiritual counseling, and more. Plus, unique gifts like jewelry, crystals, books and CDs, and a holistic tea bar. Come visit Griffin's Loft, located at 4282 South University Drive in Davie, or call 954-625-6775. Go online to www.griffinsloft.com. Griffin's Loft, a holistic healing center. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers, toll free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads.
advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com to download our online media kit, and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lubbers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
All right, welcome back to Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and of course we are coming to you live from the First Step Sober House here in Pompano Beach. And of course, if you know anybody or have somebody in your family, or maybe you're riding down the street and you see somebody that's standing on the corner that needs food and they need help today, and you don't think that they should be alone for the holiday, or you're just somebody in the community that doesn't have the ways and means to be able to provide a good holiday for your family, stop on by 450 Southwest 2nd Street here in Pompano Beach. The Brothers Keepers are handing out food, and they're handing them out in pre-wrapped containers, and you can bring them home. They'll give you as many as you need for your family, so that way your family can have a good holiday. And, of course, they're here to be able to help, and they're here all day. I'm going to be here until 4 o'clock, and then, of course, my other things that need to take place today are going to happen. I'm going to go hang out with the family a little bit and check them out. And looking forward to that. Pumpkin muffins. I made them all last night. I actually made pumpkin muffins. I got the resident therapist, Brian Chaplin, here with us. And, Brian, I made muffins last night.
Well, that's a beautiful thing, John. I like to see it.
Got
a muffin?
I don't have a muffin with me. But let me tell you, by the time I was done making the pumpkin muffins and by the time I was done eating them, Brian can contest to this, I had probably scoffed down at least 10 of them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one is just not enough. Then I get to go to a 12-step meeting where the lady that had given me the recipe showed up with about 36 of them. So now I couldn't, you know, it would have been, you know, not right of me to at least have one or two to make her feel comfortable.
That's right.
You know, so 12 of them into it.
You were sacrificing, you know, that's right. Give them, you know, you got to sacrifice, man.
Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy to you, and thank you so much for, you know, for doing this. And I'm sitting here just listening, and, you know, the sense I get is, you know, and the word that comes to mind is hope, and listening to the two gentlemen from Brothers Keepers, and that's what they're really talking about. They're talking about hope, and how do you give hope to people, and because, you know, it's not about today. It's about, like, forever, and it's that hope that when you instill that sets the pace for the rest of their life.
And it's, you talk about this, and you see it all around you. You see the people that take to this. And you see them, and that new glow and that new light comes into their eyes, and they want to have life like they've never had it before. And they can become on fire for it. And you see it in your, you know, what you do. You
Yes.
see that fire that happens.
Yes, well, people come into my office, you know, wherever they were coming from a place like this or from a hospital, prison, or just from their school, you know, they come in and they're looking for something, and I know what they're looking for. You know, it's not just the words I say. It's the hope that I can give them. And, you know, where that comes from the spirituality, from God. And you don't even have to say it. I mean, you know, people coming down here today to First Step, you know, they're going to sense the hope that's here in the people. And I'm looking around. I see it in their faces, and I see it in you. And that's what it's really all about. You know, you got to have hope.
Well, you know something, again, when you look around the big picture and everybody works as a whole, you know, what you bring to the equation, what Elijah brings to the equation, what Chris brings to the equation, what Brothers Keepers brings to the equation, everybody brings something to life's equation, and, you know, something that's either going to be positive or it's going to be negative, and we all choose to be in that positive space today and bring positive things to life.
Right.
And in my belief, when we continue to do that, Brian, we might be a little crazy at times, but, you know, when we keep focused, things tend to work out so good, and, you know, people get helped, and that's what we're looking to do.
Right. You know, and it's really a very simple formula when you think about it. You know, I listened again to the gentleman from Brothers Keepers, to you, and people that are on the show in my office, you know, and how I do it is about giving back. You know, I am very blessed. I count every day to me is Thanksgiving Day. You know, I have to say it's a great day today, but please, you know, let's do this every day of the week. Let's wake up every morning and be thankful for what we have, and not just get caught up in the rat race of the world.
So it's easy to do.
Yeah.
It's very easy to do. You know, when you at the end of the month, when you don't have enough month left in the money, and you got all of those things, and you got all of these things taxing on your head, and all of those things. Those are the times I got to have more faith. I got to have more hope. I got to go out and help somebody else, and understand it's just going to work itself out.
Right. That's the belief that people need to have. I mean, you know, look at everybody down here, and they're all coming from different places and different lifestyles, and we all have one thing in common, that you know, you got to have that belief, that faith, that you do the right thing. You know, whatever that right thing is, you just do the right thing. You know, you smile at somebody. You know, you say thank you. You hold the door for somebody. Maybe you give a little money out of your pocket, or take somebody in, give them some, whatever that is. It doesn't really matter. As long as you do the right thing, good will come your way. You know, God, you know, that's a guarantee. Good will come your way, or the ability to cope when things aren't good. And that's what really life is about. You know, my friend gave me this little line. I keep saying it. Serenity is not the absence of conflict, but the ability to cope with it. And, you know, that sends chills into me, because that's what it's really all about. It's not about getting the cars and the money and the girls and the guys or whatever. It's really the ability to cope.
And I think it's, you know, that property and prestige and all of those things that come with it. Listen, you know, one of the things that I understand more so than I ever understood before is that when people were stepping over me on 79th Street and everybody knew what my issues were, I had to make a choice. And that choice was, well, if everybody knew that and everybody said those things and talked about what my issues were, then guess what? I get to be able to carry that message to the masses today, that, you know, we don't have to be the same people. We don't have to show up the same way. We don't have to be that way. And people can change. The thing that really annoys me, I think more so than anything, is people will, you know, some people, not all people, but some people will show up and say, you know, nobody can change. People are who they are. They're hardwired that way, and it's just the way it is. They can't change. And you know something? That is not the case. And if you're in the area, stop on down, 450 Southwest 2nd Street. Come in, hang out, and just get a feel for the people that are here. Have some food. Hang out, fellowship. But most importantly, understand that we're here to be able to carry a message of hope and to help people that might not necessarily have what they need on Thanksgiving Day. And I love what Brian had to say. Thanksgiving is every day.
Right. Thanksgiving. And just to just support what you said, people can change. We know that now from a biological approach, a psychological. You know, we see the people, you know, the two men from Brothers Keepers, they talked about their lives. And, you know, and look at where they are now. So obviously change can occur. I've changed, you've changed, John, and we're going to change some more. We're just going to get better. We're going to keep working at it. You got to work, though. You got to work very hard. You got to work every day, every minute to get there, but you will change.
Do you find, and I'm going to ask some questions now from the therapeutic end, do you find that when somebody's going through life's trials and tribulations, because everybody's going to go through them, I don't care if you got a day sober, If you're somebody that doesn't have an issue with addiction, you're going to go through life on life's terms. And when, you know, it feels like the foot of life is standing on your neck and you don't feel like you're going to have any success in anything that you're doing and you're just falling short, you feel, and that depression sets in and all of those things, because all of those things happen to people on a daily basis. What would be your suggestion to somebody that might be going through that today? Because let me tell you something. Sitting on Thanksgiving Day with five kids, homeless, in a car, and have no food and have no place where – because there's people right now in the Tri-County area that are in that position. What can you say to them to help them to understand that this too shall pass? Because you can say it all day long, but – some people just can't believe
right.
it.
You know, John, it's a very difficult what you're saying, and I have to say that, you know, and this sort of gives me a little humility to what I do. It doesn't always work. I have to say that. I got to come out, you know, first thing, you can't, you know, not everybody it works for. But that's not the point. The point is that I still come across as, you know, the hope. I am going to do whatever I can, and I'm going to give a sense
You're
feeling.
Part of it.
Right, right.
Correct.
I am going to give a feeling, a sense in them that stick with me, stick to the program. You know, you may relapse, because we know relapse is just part of the problem. But you, again, giving that hope, letting them know that they're not alone, letting people know that that you are there for them.
Mm-hmm.
You got to also talk about the spirituality. You got to talk about the God. You know, before there was science and before there was all sorts of ways of trying to make life easier, what did people have? What they had, their beliefs. They had their, and you know, and you've got to find the people that work for you. You know, we want to be with people, and you got to find the right kind. And there's plenty out there for you.
Yeah, it's amazing that you're saying that, because I can't help but think to myself, when I was a kid, you know, life moved so slow. It was just really slow. Now, with Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, you know, websites, you know, LinkedIn and all the rest of them, life moves so fast today, and things happen on a dime, and you know of things that are taking place a zillion miles away from you, and you have all of this negativity in your face every day, and, you know, there's so much going on. So our lives, as it was 40 years ago, and compared to where it is today, is just night and day. So we have to, I believe that there's, you know, people like ourselves and the people that are here from the Brothers Keeper and the other folks that have come here and made this a part of their celebration today for Thanksgiving, you know, we're here to be able to carry that message of hope, because, you know, in most cases, when you look at the media and you look at all of the things that are going on, there's so much negativity that the light of positivity has to be there, and we're the ones that have the responsibility
right.
of carrying that.
Right.
So I am, you know, I'm really, really happy. You know, I know that we have Lisa with us today. And Lisa, let me tell you something. You want to talk about being a diehard for a cause. We're going to have Lisa come on right after we go to this break, and Lisa's going to talk about her cause, and it's in the African nations, and we got some things going on there that I want you to hear about, because it's amazing the things that Lisa's doing. We'll be back right after this message.
Tell me which way I should go to find the answer, and all the time I know, plant your love and
the opinions expressed on the sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, destination therapy. Destination therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts.
Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years' experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center at the corner of Andrews Avenue and McNabb Road, 954-783-1999.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose. Then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
You are listening to AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new health and wealth network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, hosted by John Hollis. Some of our other guest hosts include South Florida psychotherapist Christy Summers, Robin Lynn Weinstein of Vegan Live Food Nutrition, and Daniel Lovers of the Serenity Group. Past guests include author and interventionist Ken Seeley of A&E's Intervention, Reverend Leo Booth from Spiritual Concepts, and the InTheRooms.com founders RT and Kenny P, and many others in the fields of addiction and holistic lifestyle, like Julian Whitaker of the Whitaker Institute, Dr. Clement of Hippocrates of West Palm Beach, and John Giordano of G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., Saturdays 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11 on AM 1470 WNN. We provide an interactive means of everybody getting involved around the world through Blog Talk Radio, InTheRooms.com, Facebook, and Twitter. For the best information in holistic health, call today at 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now, today's show.
All right, welcome back, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And, of course, you are listening live on WNN 1470 AM. And, of course, you are listening live on, of course, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com, the Blog Talk, the Facebook, the Twitter. We got all of it happening, and it's all happening today in honor of the Brothers Keeper and the First Step Sober House and carrying a message of hope for people that might be homeless and hungry, that are rolling around on the street today. Maybe they don't have anything. Maybe you're in a position where your family is struggling and you don't have anything for the holidays. Well, guess what? You can pick up food at 450 Southwest 2nd Street in Pompano Beach, and of course we just had some people pull up and they're getting some food, and that's a beautiful thing, and I love it. Our message is being carried, and you know, the more that we can do that, and the more people we can help, the more the people are blessed, and that's what we're looking to do here. We have a fine individual that has worked diligently on carrying hope and a message of hope for years. Her name is Lisa. Lisa, tell us who you are. Tell us everything about what you're doing, and so that way we can go from there.
Right. Well, my name is Lisa Marcus, and I'm part of an organization, an international organization called Feminanza, and we work all around the world with young girls and women to give and pass the message of hope, but to help in mentoring and understanding what it is to actually be of the feminine gender and on the planet today.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was just so caught with this whole idea of hope that that's being expressed here today.
Well, and you have a booklet here,
yes,
about hope.
Right.
And what would you like to convey to our listeners?
Well, John, this is the Seven Pillars of Forgiveness. It's a Feminanza publication,
mm-hmm,
and it's all about forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
But inside the idea of forgiveness, there are these seven pillars, and one of the pillars is hope.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought maybe to share a bit with that with you today and the listeners.
Absolutely.
So it's pillar six, hope. Where there is no forgiveness, there is no hope.
Mm-hmm.
We each have within us the ability to hold the best of another in trust in the sanctity of ourselves. Being able to forgive that which is lesser than it should be in a person wins a new opportunity for all human life and champions what could be the case. Hope is knowing that what should be can be.
And each day that you go out, and I know this because I know somebody that knows you, and I know what you put into your life every day and what you're about as far as helping people, and you dedicate your whole life to this organization. Explain what the organization is and how that hope manifests itself in a booklet like this. What do you do? How does it work? What I know that you have several different nations in Africa that you work with.
Mm-hmm.
You work with women in Africa. There's some bead stories. There's some,
mm-hmm,
things going on. So tell us all about
right
it.
Okay. Well, we work with women all over the world, not
mm-hmm
just in Africa. But in the last couple of years, we've been concentrating in Kenya because we were asked by the United Nations to conduct a conference called Humanity and Gender. A lot of our work is done inside the understanding and respect between the genders, which we feel is a very key issue in the world today, in every country, in every culture. So we went to Africa, and we had a 4-day conference at the United Nations that was tremendously rewarding and enriching for both us and all the delegates that came as guests from Africa. Out from that, we realized there was a big need for forgiveness because there is a lot of issues in Africa as well as in all the countries in the world for people to be able to forgive one another, but most importantly, to forgive oneself, because that's where forgiveness begins.
And when we look at hope, and I really know that it wasn't until I started to forgive myself that I could start giving forgiveness to other people. It was really hard for me to forgive somebody else unless I was forgiving myself first,
right,
for the things that I had done. So when you look at forgiveness and you deal with some horrific, horrific things, and the people that you're working with, when they can find forgiveness for horrific things that have,
yeah,
been done to them, and they can reach out, that gives so much hope for the next person that might be going through the same thing.
Yeah, so true. You know what I was thinking when I was listening to you and the other gentleman talking? We hear about these stories of people who have been addicts and have had these stories, the war stories, all the war stories, in and out of jail, sleeping under the tree. And I always wonder, what is that defining moment when you can actually change? Because we talked about, or you talked about, can people change? And yes, they can. But what is that defining moment? And I was sitting over there and I was thinking, maybe it's hope. Maybe it's at that moment in your life you are hoping for something better.
It's, you know, it's funny that you're talking about that, because I believe, I truly believe that there was a point in my addiction that I was sitting next to train trestles on 79th Street and in Biscayne Boulevard, and the train was going by, and I thought to myself, I would really like to throw myself in front of this train and just get this over with. And there was this mustard seed, this little thing of faith that was inside of me that said, what about your kids? What about life? And was revolting. Just a moment of revolting. Even though I was thinking that way, this hope came up. And I truly believe that you're right.
Yeah.
I believe that when things like in the end, when I finally made a choice and I chose in, it was amazing that hope just started in my life. And through that hope, people, and when I had faith along with that hope, because I believe that hope starts to build that faith, God just started dropping people in my life. Boom, boom. And they were there. They were the people that were supposed to be there. And I didn't have to be in charge anymore. He just started strategically placing people in my life.
Wow.
Amazing. And I believe that you're right. It all began with hope. And it all began with somebody else's hope, giving me hope. So I agree with you 100%. And, you know, for you guys to come out today, I got to tell you, for you and Brian to come out today and come down here and to make this a part of your Thanksgiving Day shows me that you are dedicated to a mission, and a mission of hope, and carrying a message to people that are hopeless. I want to thank both you and Brian for dedicating a few hours of your day on Thanksgiving for being here with us at the First Step Sober House. If you are in the area, and by the way, before I go on to this, how can people contact you?
They can contact us at www.feminanza, or maybe I'll give you the give a girl a chance. It's easier to spell. www.giveagirlachance.org, all one word.
Okay.
www.giveagirlachance.org.
And it has all of the information there, and of course Lisa's a great guest, and we again thank you and Brian for being here. It was a, you know, a great day. And seeing your smiling faces come walking up was put a pitter in my heart, Brian.
I think I'm going to have to watch you two guys.
It's a man thing.
It's a lot of man love. Can I just say one quick thing before
Absolutely.
We go?
Absolutely. You can say whatever you want.
Just to say that you can have that hope for others. If you hold that up for someone else, you hold up the best that lives in them, not the unfortunate bits, because we all have that, but you hold up the best of another life. You hold up the hope that that life can be the very best it was meant to be. That's what we can all offer each other every day, especially today on Thanksgiving.
It's a beautiful thing. Lisa, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Brian, thank you. And what we're going to do is we're going to go to our next break, and when we come back, we're going to have some more guests here of residents of the First Step Sober House, and of course, most importantly, we're going to talk about carrying a message of hope on Thanksgiving. We'll be back right after this message.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years' experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, at the corner of Andrews Avenue at McNabb Road, 954-783-1999.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, destination therapy. Destination therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs?
Looking for natural and safe remedies? At VitalFoodStore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.vitalfoodstore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.vitalfoodstore.com. That's vitalfoodstore.com, the internet road to a healthy life. Are you or a family member suffering from depression or extreme hives? Is your mental health issue complicated by drugs or alcohol? Atlantic Shores Hospital offers a complete range of mental health services and substance abuse treatment. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. For a free consultation, call toll-free, 800-771-2711. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit, and be sure to look at the many reference letters online.
Don't delay. Call Dan Lubbers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. That's where you're listening, and, of course, it's on WNN 1470 AM. And, again, we want to take this time to thank Bob Moranci and the staff, Greg Cooper and Jody and all the rest of the folks at WNN. And, of course, we have Joey on the switchboard tonight, and or this afternoon. And, Joe, we want to thank you for being in on Thanksgiving and helping us do this broadcast. And
it's an honor.
It's a beautiful thing, Joe, and you always do a great job. You make it happen for us, and the rest of the staff there makes it happen for us. And Joe's up there in the he's not outside breathing the fresh air like us. He's up there in the studio with all the bells and whistles around him, making sure that this message is being carried. And, of course, we are here live at the First Step Sober House in Pompano Beach. It's 450 Southwest 2nd Street, and if you are having a problem finding it, you can call 877-799-8773, and they can guide you in. Again, that's 877-799-8773. If you are in a situation where you cannot afford to, you know, give your family a proper Thanksgiving, or maybe you're sitting right now and you don't have anything, and the only thing that's left is your car. You know, you're sitting in the car, and that's the only thing you have left. And you're listening to this on the radio, and you're hungry, and you want to spend some time with some positive, uplifting people, come down and visit the Brothers Keepers. They're here at the First Step Sober House, and they're feeding the masses, and they're feeding the homeless, and they're feeding the hungry. And most importantly, they're feeding the soul. They're feeding the spirit. And we have a guest with us. And he is here to be able to express how he just started out with the Brothers Keepers. And he is, of course, going to tell us all about it. And give me your full name and give me everything about you, so that way we know who you are and what you do.
Well, my full name is Jason Anthony Bellows. I am a representative of Brothers Keepers Network. It's a great program, great program. You know, it's a lifesaver. It's basically, you know, people who go in to jails, institutions, homeless shelters, you know, schools, any place where we're needed at any time, basically to help out, you know, it's a great thing. A little bit about myself. I am an addict. I'm an alcoholic. My problem started for me when I was around 9 years old. That's when I started using, you know, and I never really cared. Life was, you know, nobody was there for me. That's why I love this program. I love this facility. First Step Sober House is a life saver. You know, it changed my ways. And people here are great, especially the Brothers Keepers Network. You know, everything about them, I love them. You know, basically, you know, I was the, how do I say this? You know, I never really had anybody in my life who actually cared about me until I came here. You know, and I want to give that back. You know, I want to be able to help people who don't have the people or the proper people in their lives to possibly maybe help them. You know, and that's why when I heard about this program, you know, I had to be a part of it.
So when you talked to me earlier, you were talking about, you know, you're just kind of pledging right now.
Yes, I mean, that's why I'm just a representative. You do have to attend seven meetings in a row to actually become a member. And if I'm correct, I believe I'm on my fourth one. And I love everything about it.
Okay. And did you come out of prison and come to the First Step Sober House? Did you come out of jail? How did that work?
I came out of jail. This is actually my second time at the First Step.
Okay.
So the first time, you know, I wasn't ready to give in and give up the fight, you know, but I was actually sort of scared sober this time because the judge came out and the offer was 25 years. And you know, I knew.
How'd that make the old bowels feel, huh?
Man. Wow.
Not to lose your stomach, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Enough to give up.
Yeah. And here's the reality of what you went through. Tomorrow morning in Broward County and Dade County and West Palm Beach County, there's going to be guys and ladies just like you that are going to be sitting there and they're going to hear that judge in a pretrial conference say, you know something, if he loses, we're going to give him 25, 30 years. That's what they're going to hear tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
So by the grace of God, you're able to sit in a chair just like I'm able to sit in a chair by the grace of God.
Yes.
And be able to carry a message of hope. And by carrying that message of hope today, you're going to be able to help somebody that might be listening. If you could say one thing right now to anybody that might be listening that might give them some hope, and being in a hopeless state of mind, body, and spirit, what would you say to them?
Pray. Believe in a higher power because there is one. You just got to have faith, you know. Don't give up. Never give in. You really got to pray on it, you know. You really got to pray on it. And, you know, if you want it bad enough, if you work for it, you will get it. You will get it.
Well, I see, you know, in your, you know, you can see in somebody's eyes and you can see, I truly believe that somebody's eyes is the soul of their, the window to their soul,
yes,
and their spirit, and you definitely are in the right place doing the right thing, and I congratulate you.
Thank you.
You know, keep carrying a great message and keep helping the hopeless, and, you know, keep on keeping on. Be strong.
Always.
You know, we have an opportunity today, of course, to be able to feed the homeless. If you are hungry, if you need help, if you want to stop by the First Step Sober House at 450 Southwest 2nd Street and to pick up some food for the family or anybody that might be in need of food, today is, of course, Thanksgiving, and the Brothers Keepers is making it possible for people in the community. It doesn't matter if you're in recovery or not in recovery. If you're under a bridge or on Park Place and you just ran out of money, it doesn't matter. Come on down, pick up some food, be a part of what they're doing here, and most importantly, maybe you can carry a message that, you know, you were hungry and you were fed, and that's the message that needs to be carried, that, you know, we get to, one day at a time, give back what was freely given to us. Any donations, and I am going to mention this, because the Brothers Keepers is a organization that cannot do what they do without donations and help from people that might be in a better position. And any donations can be sent to the Brothers Keeper Network, and that's at 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Suite 8, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33060. And if you are like me and you spend half your life on the Internet, you can check them out at Facebook. You can check them out. It's Brothers Keepers Network on Facebook. MySpace is the same thing. Or you can email them at brotherskeepersnetwork@gmail.com. Again, that's brotherskeepersnetwork@gmail.com. You can check them out on Facebook and MySpace, and it's the Brothers Keepers Networking. You can check that out at any time just by going online. And, of course, there's all kinds of information there and all kinds of things that you can find out about the Brothers Keepers. And maybe you want to be a part of it. Maybe it sounds so good to you today that, you know, the Spirit's touching you and you saying to yourself, you know something, I want to be a part of that. And guess what? Now's your opportunity. You can hit that button that you would hit for porn and maybe you go to the Brothers Keeper instead, you know, because addiction is addiction. And if you're sitting in front of the computer today and you're on, you know, Debbie Does Dallas 15 and, you know, you don't want to be there and maybe something's pulling against you and you want to go somewhere else, well, this is a more positive site for you to take a look at. And, of course, you can go to of course, Facebook, Brothers Keepers Network, and check that out. We want to thank you for being a guest on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll look forward to following up with the Brothers Keepers and making sure that, you know, they're carrying a message of hope, and as they have been. You know, Elijah was on the show a while back, and he was on fire, and everybody here today is on fire, and I love it. I love it, man. It's a beautiful thing. We're going to go to our next break. And of course, when we come back, we have about, let me see here. We got Kathy. Let me see. I think we got about a half an hour. So we'll be back, and we're going to finish this up in the last half an hour. And be blessed. If you're listening, happy Thanksgiving. We are grateful for the listeners and the people that are involved with this show. We'll be back right after this message.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years' experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, at the corner of Andrews Avenue at McNabb Road, 954-783-1999.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, Destination Therapy. Destination Therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. If you are looking for addiction treatment, holistic drug and alcohol rehabilitation, specializing in addiction recovery, substance abuse, and relapse prevention, write down this important phone number, 877-799-8773. Call and speak with a counselor now. Change happens with the first step, so make the call, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Some Eric Burden happening here. Amazing, huh? It's Eric Burden and the Animals. Well, what about the Animals? It's Eric Burden. Eric Burden, if you happen to be from the 60s, you would remember Eric Burden. And Eric Burden is some great, great music and some great old-time blues. If you're a blues lover like I am, you're gonna like this.
You're gonna look for me, and I'll be gone. So please.
And, of course, we are live at the First Step Sober House, John Hollis, and we are here, of course, to celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday in a spirit of giving. And, of course, that spirit of giving is coming directly from the Brothers Keepers. They have made this day possible, and they have made the day possible to be able to help people in need. And if you're homeless, hungry, busted, and disgusted, this is the place to be. 450 Southwest 2nd Street, if you are a family in need. And you know something, you don't have to have put yourself there. The economy today is off the chain. You know, there's people that are hurting today. People are losing their jobs left and right. The bubble busted, and lots of people are disgusted from the bubble busting. So if you are in that category and you need help, you know, one of the things that I had to get past was being proud. And when I got past that being proud thing and I got humble and said, you know something, I need help, all kinds of remarkable things started to take place in my life, and I started to transition into a new life of hope and, guess what, spiritual prosperity. Not prosperity, spiritual prosperity. I get to carry a message of hope today. It's worth billions of dollars. And if you want to be able to be a part of that, it all starts with, you know, something saying, you know, I need help. And you step down to the Brothers Keepers and you say, hey, listen, you know, I need some help today. And they're willing to help you. No questions asked. Just hand you the food for your family. It's already pre-cooked. It's already wrapped. It's already ready to go. All you need to do is just show up and pick up your containers at 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Pompano Beach, Florida. And, of course, if you need to be guided in, you can call 877-799-8773, and they will get you here. It gets a little tricky back here in the First Step Sober House neighborhood. We have our next guest, who is a gentleman from the Brothers Keepers. He is one of the elders, and his name is he is the elder. His name is Rodney.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that. And Rodney, of course, has a hat on, so that way we can't see all the gray hair that I have.
That's why. In the bald spot.
In the bald spot. Isn't that horrible, man? You know, I started losing hair in places, you know, like, you know, my head, and I started growing hair in places like my ears. I'm like, what's up with that, you know? You go over 40 and, you know, hair starts growing in places
everywhere
that it's not supposed
everywhere
to be growing, you know? So, Rodney, what brought you to the First Step Sober House? What gravitated you to becoming part of the Brothers Keepers organization? What, you know, what manifested in front of you that, you know, made this possible?
I think for myself, I stood in front of the judge for the last time. And I asked the judge, and he offered me some years, and he told me, he said, I don't think that old dogs can learn new tricks,
yeah,
right? And I was standing there in front of him, and he said, well, why don't you just take the time, because Chris from First Step and Mike was there with me. And Mike Fine, that's the man. He said, and I thank God for those two guys, because they was a power that God sent to help change my life. And they was the first people that ever just stood up in front of the judge and said that we going to believe in him. And after doing 26 years of my life, of my 48 years in prison.
Was that on the installment plan or?
Installments.
Okay.
15 here, 10 here,
mm-hmm,
8 here.
Mm-hmm.
I told the judge that, well, if you do give me that little bit of time that you're talking about, prison is something that I know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I got there, I became a part of. I'm state ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the judge, I said, man, look, in those few years that you're talking about, I'll be back with the same person that you sent. I'll be standing right here in front of you again,
mm-hmm,
right, because I don't know how to do nothing else. So I asked him, I said, Judge, why don't you do this here? Send me somewhere that'll learn me how to stay out of prison,
mm-hmm,
you know? And through the grace of God, only through the grace of God, he blessed me just like that, along with a whole bunch of more stuff I got to do. But I'm thanking God for it, because First Step helped to change my life. They gave me an opportunity to get some responsibility in my life. And the way that the Brothers Keeper came about is through a vision from God. It only had to be a vision of God, because I was the one. Let me tell you this story right fast. We handed a guy some food. Me and Katie went down to Lauderdale, where we used to sleep on the boxes.
Okay.
In the same area. And this guy told us he was happy that
and
he had
Katie.
Some
Katie is?
Is my fiance.
All right.
Yeah.
Hello, Katie.
We handed this guy this plate, and he said, we hugged him and everything, and he said, well, I don't want to hug you because I'm stank. I said, man, you looking at a guy that slept in that same garbage can that's right behind you.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that was the best thing that ever, that done happened to me, the feeling that I got from that guy saying that and reminding me where I come from. Brothers Keeper came as a vision. I knew I was laying on my bed plenty of times in prison, and I was thinking to my, and God came to me and said that you know what, everybody that you done met is worth something. And he showed me this place, and he said, you know what will happen if all of y'all get underneath the same roof, because all of y'all got a talent to do something. And the only way that you will be able to stay out of here is to take somebody with you and build this off. And that inspiration came to me one time when one of the directors here at First Step it came back to me one day that the director, Paulie, had gave us this assignment to do obituaries. And I didn't have nothing to put on there.
So you were going to write your own obituary.
Yeah, we had an assignment to write our own obituaries, and it came to me that, you know what, I ain't got nothing to put on here. You know, what can somebody remember me by, robbing, stealing, and
so basically, what legacy are you going to leave
what
behind?
What legacy can is you going to leave behind? So I just wrote on there, well, I'm glad to be at First Step and turned it in. But that thing got to me, and God spoke to me. He said, this the time. He said, this the time to build that ark where we was talking about earlier. And I know for myself that I can't stay out here or do good without helping somebody else. Because on my mind is all the time that the things that's happening to me today was only through the grace of God. And if I try to keep all of that for myself, then it'll get taken away from me.
So if you were selfishly hoarding and keeping all of the good things to yourself, eventually they just die away.
Just die
you don't
away.
Have any new lifeline to God.
Exactly.
You know, once we block that channel to God, eventually
it die. It,
you know, we die.
We die.
You know?
Spiritually.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
And it ain't nothing that I adore more than the helping somebody else. And that's what's helping me stay clean today. Because I was the one that had the pistol. I was the one that was robbing. And I was the one that was stealing. And I was the one that was lying and cheating to everybody. And I hurt a lot of people in my life. And I can't make amends to everybody. Because I done robbed so many people that, or stole from so many people that I really don't know who all they is now. But I believe through this, through helping and giving back, that it's not only helping me stay clean, but it's shining a light for somebody else. Because every person that I done came in contact with lately that done either came to First Step, that know me from when before, if I ride down the street and I try to spend every day working the steps, not just, you know, having them on the inside and just I know the steps when somebody asks me, but I try to spend every day helping somebody, cleaning house, and helping somebody every day.
Living
yeah. the steps.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So when you finally came to this enlightenment, it's a beautiful, beautiful story, and it's followed up with action. So you could have a beautiful story all day long.
Yeah.
I used
yeah.
to have all kinds of stories.
Yeah.
I mean, I had stories that would make you cry,
mm-hmm. yeah.
especially if you were going to give me $5. bottom line is that when the stories start showing up in action.
That's right.
It's about action.
Yes.
I believe that I can't have anything without action. You know, I can have peace of mind, but I have to have action behind it.
They preach that here.
Mm-hmm.
From Chris all the way down to the last person, they preach. It's action what's going on. Like like our counselor say, he said it ain't. He said he want to see you dance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All the singing, you know. All the singing, all right.
You're
but if you can't dance,
baby.
Yeah, you're just part of the choir. Yeah. So I don't want to be just part of the choir now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do a lot of talking. I don't stand up in a lot of meetings giving these long speeches and all of that stuff. There, most of the people that I done seen do that done left.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't seen them no more.
Scary.
I just want to be, I want to be the one that's doing the step, you know.
Do you have family and do you have friends in your life that have come back into your life since you've gotten clean?
Oh, man. when I first got here, I got news. My first news when they called me in the office, and Chris got all the guys together to call me in the office to tell me my bad news, that my oldest daughter had died.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And,
sorry to hear that.
And they gathered around me, and that's where I found a lot of love and support from these guys, from not only the guys, but from the directors. And a lot of places you go to directors, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
But these directors here, from Chris on down, the Ronnie and all the guys, they really surrounded me with love. And the number one thing, I didn't miss a meeting after that. I didn't miss a meeting. I went to a funeral and everything, and I couldn't miss a meeting. You know, and that surprised me all by itself, because I knew it was strength in numbers. And I had to stay around these guys that showed me the love that I needed, that I never seen before, never had before in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Especially me in love, you know, me in bondage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a real, real support group for me at First Step. But my family is the type that if I don't call them in 2 weeks, They already know to look on the internet where I'm at, you know. And I'm a type that if I get high, I'm running from them anyway. Because I came to Florida, I was in Georgia, and I push away from them because I know what I'm capable of. But since I've been in recovery this time, all the rest of my children, they call me daddy now.
Man.
And that, and they back in my life now. My family love me and they show me love every day. My little sister Darlene that for all that time that I ever been in prison, she ain't never wrote me or nothing.
And she's back in your life.
And she back in my life real strong, man. That's a blessing.
You know, so I'm Rodney, again, I wanna thank you and I wanna thank the Brothers Keepers for making this possible for everybody in the community.
Thank
that,
you, man.
You know, listen, you know, I get to give back today. And, you know, we want to thank, coming to the end here. And, of course, it is 3:50 in the afternoon. And if you've been listening since 2 o'clock, we've been at the First Step Sober House. We're at 450 Southwest 2nd Street here in Pompano. And they're giving food away for people in need. If you are in need today, you need to feed your family on a Thanksgiving day. Well, the Brothers Keepers have been keeping on by helping people in the community and helping them to have a good Thanksgiving. Regardless of their circumstances, they can get a hot meal and hang out and get some fellowship. Bottom line is that I don't care if you're in recovery or you're somebody that's just going through bad economic times, you can come here and you can get support and you can get help in this community. And the Brothers Keepers, if you are listening and you want to help out this foundation, any donations can be sent to the Brothers Keepers Network at 450 Southwest 2nd Street, and that's suite number 8, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33060. I'm going to give that to you one more time. Any donations can be sent to Brothers Keepers Network, 450 Southwest 2nd Street, suite number 8, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33060. And, of course, if you have any questions or anything that you might want to ask them, you can also drop them a line there, too. If you happen to be right now sitting and you're, you know, watching Debbie Does Dallas number 16 and you're addicted to a whole lot of porn, and you want to have a choice in your life today, you don't have to be addicted to porn. You can go to Facebook, The Brothers Keeper, and join and become a fan and become a friend and get some more information that way. You know something, addiction isn't just about alcohol and drugs. Addiction can be anything from porn to gambling to food to sex. It can be a lot of different things. You know something, addiction, the definition of addiction, real simple. I'm trying to not feel what I'm feeling, and I'm going to go outside of myself so I don't have to change what's going on inside.
That's really it.
The bottom line is that there is hope today. If you are hopeless, you need help, the Brothers Keepers are here for you today. You can come on down again. You can stop down. I'm going to give you the address one more time where they're at. It is 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Pompano Beach, Florida. And, of course, we want to thank WNN 1470 AM, Bob Morancy, Greg Cooper, Jody, and the rest of the staff over there. And, of course, Joey behind the glass. Joey's in right now, and he's making this connection happen. Thank you, Joey.
Thank you, Joey.
And also, we want to take this time to thank Stephen J. Gray, who has and always makes my life a whole lot easier on live remotes. He's here with the truck, and he's making it happen. I want to thank, of course, Chris D. and the First Step Sober House for opening up the, of course, the parking lot to our behalf. I want to thank Vision's Eye Design, Lori Sullivan and Johnny Sullivan for all the hard work and the effort that they put in behind the scenes that nobody sees them. And most importantly, all of our supporters. And I am going to mention on the way out here, our sponsors for today's show was Destination Hope, First Step Sober House, Atlantic Shores Hospital, and all of our sponsors that make our shows possible. Thank you, thank God, and have a blessed holiday. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and we're out.
Thank you, my brother.
God bless you.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years' experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, at the corner of Andrews Avenue at McNabb Road, 954-783-1999.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, Destination Therapy. Destination Therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
Are you looking for a new, healthier way of living? Maybe you're suffering from high blood pressure, diabetes, or another diet-related illness. The Green Wave Cafe is a unique raw food restaurant and market carrying the finest organic foods and supplements. Owned and operated by Raul and Lisa Valley, the Green Wave Cafe is also a school for gourmet raw food preparation. Lisa graduated from the Living Light Culinary Institute, and Raul is a health educator at Hippocrates, dedicated to teaching a diet promoting long and healthy living without sacrificing flavor and taste. The Green Wave Cafe, located at 5221 West Broward Boulevard in Plantation. Check our website at www.greenwavecafe.org to find daily lunch menus, schedule of raw food cooking classes, and special events. Call 954-581-8377 for more information. The Green Wave Cafe, a way to healthier living.
To all divers, new or experienced, at Dive In Adventures, tranquility is only moments away. A one-of-a-kind experience is waiting for you at Dive In Adventures. Our dive operation focuses on providing you with a unique experience by customizing all of our PADI dive courses and dive travel adventures to meet your desires. At Dive In Adventures, we use quality equipment and carefully select knowledgeable dive instructors that will have you diving in with confidence. For an enlightening and tranquil dive tour of our enchanting ocean, call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303, or go online to diveinadventures.com for more information on private PADI courses, dive travel, dive charters, or even your own private dive job. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Don't delay. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
If you died today and left your home to your kids, would they be able to pay their mortgage and yours? Well, that's what they're going to have to do until your estate has completed probate. And unless you have a revocable living trust, your estate will have to go through probate. If they can't make the payments, the bank will foreclose on your house and they will own it instead of your kids. Call Andy Curtis today. Let him create a revocable living trust for you. The cost, just $350 if you're single, $450 if you're married. And with each completed trust, you will get as a gift a $100 gift certificate at Tropical Acres, South Florida's oldest and best steakhouse. Call Andy today, 1-877-ASK-ADAM, 1-877-275-2326. Leave your name, leave your number, say trust or Andy, and tell them Steve sent you.
Demand more from your website. That's the theme of the Internet Business Hour, heard each week on the Health and Wealth Network. Join us every Saturday at 2 for the latest tips to help keep you up in cyberspace. We'll answer all your questions and share valuable insights on web design, hosting, search engines, and more. The show will entertain and educate you at the same time, so don't miss it. Tune in to listen to the Internet Business Hour every Saturday afternoon at 2 on WNN, the Health and Wealth Network.
You are listening to AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
The commentary in this program is not...